Now we travel to Adelaide and speak to a young star for Adelaide United who's doing so well this year, Nikola Miliusnic. Good morning to you, Nikola.
Good morning, mate. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Thanks for having being on, by the way. I know that we wake you up this morning, apparently, and it's great to have you on at this time of the morning. Congratulations on your season so far. It's your second season with Adelaide United, and clearly you've gone to the next level in your play and your development. What do you credit the improvement?
I think it's just time. Over time, you get used to the tempo and the style of game and the level of the game. And I think Marco's brought in a good philosophy that everyone works hard and helps each other and works as a team. And I think if you're working as a team and you're working hard, it puts you in the best position to win and play well.
Prior to United, you played for Adelaide City under Damien Murray. Now, we all know Damien was a bit of a goal-getter back in the old NSL days and also for the Socceroos. And it must have been a fantastic resource for you in your development and your craft in goal scoring.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Damien helped me a lot when I was at Adelaide City, and I'll always be grateful for him. And similar sort of style with him and Marco. They love hard workers, and yeah, it's good. It's good.
You of course before that played for White City and made 82 appearances, scoring 24 goals. But your elevation into the A League has been quite rapid after a really good season with Adelaide City. Do you reckon you've been a little bit of a late bloomer at 24 and really showing something now that you may not have shown when you were younger?
Looking back at it now, I'm not too sure. I mean, I think football is about opportunities, and if you get the opportunity, you've got to take it. I mean, when I was younger, I had opportunities, but I don't know, I guess you couldn't, you say I didn't really take them, but when I went to Adelaide City, I had a good season, and then Adelaide United brought me in and had sort of like a trial, and he liked me, and yeah, I guess you got to work hard, and with a bit of luck, you can make the next step.
Of course, coming out of the NSL, people are talking about, the quality that's in the NPL, but the jump up to NSL with the amount of training and maybe the expectation, the intensity, does throw a couple of even the more talented people coming out of the NPL. You did the same thing. What was the biggest adjustment for you? What was the biggest shock for you when you went up that next grade to the A-League?
It was definitely the tempo of the game. It may not seem a lot faster, but once you're playing, it's definitely a lot faster. I mean, you're always going to get back into position or forward and back, and it's just even the split seconds that make it that little bit harder.
And, of course, you mentioned Marco Kurz, the new coach there at Adelaide United. German background, obviously. He has real faith in you. You almost, I think, from the minute he came in, he threw you in the side. And, of course, we all know how important goal scorers are and strikers. So he has a real faith in you by putting you in the team straight away. How does he get the best out of you?
I think he just believes in everyone, and even anyone he puts in the squad, anyone that's in the team, he puts literally his full belief in us and pushes us, and that way we can succeed, and it actually makes us believe in ourselves a lot more when the coach believes in you. And if you buy into him, he'll definitely 100% buy into you, and I think that's essential in a team.
Well, from all reports, the training regime was pretty massive in the pre-season. Can you give us an inkling about how many sessions a week and how many sessions a day you had to go through, and how much that may have been a bigger workload than what you had in previous years?
Yeah, he definitely installed a bigger workload in terms of the training sessions in pre-season. I think we had a few doubles a week, including singles as well on the days that we didn't have doubles. But yeah, I guess that was his philosophy, and yeah, that's sort of what we had to buy into, and I think it's definitely paying off when we're playing out in the park at the moment. So I can't see anyone regretting it. Everyone's definitely grateful for what we did.
A big moment for you so far this year is scoring that equalising goal in the FFA Cup final. It was a terrific chip from distance. It was on the big stage against a big opponent. It must have been a wonderful moment for you.
Personally, yeah, it was probably one of the best moments of my career so far, but I mean, scored, but we aren't winning, so it doesn't really mean anything now.
Absolutely. But can you talk us through the actual goal itself? I mean, you saw, obviously, the keeper a little bit off his line. You're outside the box. Was it instinctive just chipping it around the way you did?
I think I cut in, and then, I mean, naturally, if you're cutting in and you need to shoot, the back post is usually not covered by the goalkeeper because he's more worried about his front post. So I think I just went for the back stick and this time it went in.
Well, you're certainly putting a lid on it, mate. It was a fantastic goal and got your team back into that game. Like you said, unfortunately, you didn't get over the line that night, but you certainly performed really, really well. Last week against Western Sydney Wanderers, you really showed a growing partnership with Ryan Kiddo, assisting with the United second goal in that game. It may not have been the attacking partnership that people would have expected at the start of the season for Adelaide United, but it's working pretty well at the moment between you and him.
Yeah, Kiddo's a great player. I mean, at the beginning of the season, Johan was in form, really good form, and he's a good player also, but he's still on the rehab track. I'm not too sure how far away he is. But yeah, Kiddo stepped up, and everyone can see, he's a great player, and he can do so much in the field, including defensively and attackingly and offensively. And yeah, he's a goal scorer. I mean, he scores, I don't know how many, I got four goals, and they're just really important goals that won us games. And
yeah, it certainly doesn't matter who scores the goals, does it, mate? As long as the team wins, that's terrific. Now, I've been asking every player we've interviewed this week about VAR. I know it's frustrating at different times, and sometimes you get the benefit of the VAR, sometimes you don't. How do you find it from a player's perspective?
I think it definitely gets the right result in the end, but in my opinion, the amount of time it takes to get the right result, I think, could improve. I think in time, maybe with time, it could improve the speed of the decision. But I think the stabbing the gameplay for that long, I don't really agree or I like that part of it. But
well, it's here to stay, isn't it, mate? We've got to be able to deal with it, and hopefully they'll be able to rectify the delay it takes to make a decision. And finally, mate, you've got Sydney FC again this Friday. Of course, they were the team that defeated you in the FFA Cup final. It was a great game in that final, as I said before, and you just missed out. What are you going to do differently this time to make sure you get over the line in Adelaide against Sydney this Friday?
We went through the game, and we'll probably go through more today at training. But I think
we've lost. No, you there, Nicola? Hello, Nicola, you there? I think we've just lost Nicola. Okay, we might leave it there. Nicola, obviously, something wrong with the phone there. Nicola Milijusnic there for Adelaide United, having a terrific year so far with Adelaide United. And they've got the big game against Sydney FC on Friday night. Perhaps, you know, the dropout was deliberate because he doesn't want to give any of the secrets away for Adelaide United. Of course, they've got that big game against Sydney this Friday night. So that's Nicola Milijusnic, a young gun there for Adelaide United. Is now scoring goals for them and looks a real sharp contributor there for the team.